USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce. Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talked about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID pandemic. Border Patrol has been overrun with illegal immigrants as large groups continue to cross into the United States through the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and describes how many illegal immigrants may be trying to get into the country this year.
When you look at the first 6 months in this fiscal year alone, 1.2 million apprehensions. We're on pace for 2.4. That's going to shatter last year's records. And the months just keep getting worse. So I would say that by the end of this fiscal year, we're actually going to be around 2.8 million apprehensions.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fannie Mae predicts a modest recession in 2023. A report from the mortgage giant cites inflation and the tightening of monetary policy by the Fed Reserve. Ongoing global impacts from Russia's war against Ukraine are also expected. Actor Johnny Depp is taking the stand in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard Tuesday. Depp is claiming Heard falsely accused him of domestic abuse in a 2018 Washington Post article and is suing her for $50 million. Depp telling jurors about the physical abuse he experienced from his mother as a child.
She could become quite violent, and she was quite violent, and she was quite cruel.
Heard's attorneys are claiming the allegations are true. The article isn't libel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims he didn't know a 2020 birthday party thrown for him was illegal. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Two grim milestones are being marked today. It's been 29 years since the Waco massacre happened in Texas. The 51-day standoff came to an end when FBI agents raided the Branch Davidian compound. Branch Davidian leader David Koresh and more than 80 other cult members died when the compound burned to the ground. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered in Oklahoma City for today's remembrance ceremony on the 27th anniversary of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. Families of the victims and survivors took part in the somber observance, which included the reading of 168 names of those killed in the 1995 bombing. A published report says an NFL team rigged games.
Sports Illustrated is reporting the National Football League is investigating the Cleveland Browns for allegedly throwing games that took place during the 2016 and 2017 seasons. Former chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Mary Jo White, is leading the investigation. Ms. White is also in charge of investigating Brian Flores' claims that he was offered $100,000 per loss from Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross during the 2019 season. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Crew 4 astronauts are in Florida for a dress rehearsal tonight. The crew's mission to the International Space Station is set to launch as early as Saturday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.